Good afternoon. Welcome to today's meeting. We'd like to acknowledge that we are joining you today from the territories of the Litchquiltoc peoples, the Wiwekum, and Kwika First Nations. We are grateful for their stewardship of these lands. My name is Nithya Iyer. I'm a Justice of the Supreme Court of British Columbia and the Chair of the Electoral Boundaries Commission. Please allow me to introduce my fellow commissioners. On my left is Linda Tynan, who is, in addition to being a commissioner, a local government advisor, and Anton Boakman on my right, who, in addition to being a commissioner, is the Chief Electoral Officer of British Columbia. I'm going to start by telling you a little bit about who we are and what we do. We are an independent, nonpartisan commission created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours to review electoral districts after every second provincial election. Our job is to review the area, boundaries, and names of existing electoral districts and make recommendations for change. The way we do that is by first asking BC residents for their views on this topic, and that's the purpose of today's meeting. We're traveling all over the province in this round of preliminary meetings, and after we're done with this round of meetings, we'll publish our preliminary report with our initial recommendations. We're hoping to be able to do that by the early fall of 2022. After we've published our initial report, we'll have a second round of public meetings asking BC residents again for their input on the changes we've proposed. Following that, we'll write our final report and recommendations. It will also be public, and it has to be submitted to the Legislative Assembly by April 2023. Ultimately, it's the Legislative Assembly that decides whether to accept all, some, or none of our recommendations. Now, the Act sets out the factors that we have to consider in making recommendations. The governing principle in the Act is representation by population. But in order to achieve that goal, the Act requires us to consider a number of factors. These include geographic factors, such as accessibility and size, demographic factors, such as population numbers, rate of growth, and communities of interest. We're also required to consider means of communication and transportation within electoral districts. The Act requires us to try to ensure that each electoral district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district. Currently, that average is about 57,000 people. However, the Act says that we can exceed this range and deviate by more than 25% upwards or more than 25% downwards if we consider that that's necessary to achieve effective representation. Currently, there are 87 electoral districts in British Columbia, and the Act allows us to propose up to 6 additional electoral districts, which would bring the total to 93. Now, I understand that we have one presenter this evening, but if anyone else would like to make a presentation, you can do so by checking in with Chad at the back door there. I should also let you know that we're audio recording all of our public meetings, and they will be available on our website, which is www.bcebc.ca. And if you make a presentation, we'll have your name and community listed with the public meeting. Please review the privacy policy on our website if you have any questions or concerns about our privacy policy. In the interest of consistency, at every meeting we're asking people to try and limit their presentations to 10 minutes. And we also ask everyone if they would please consider submitting their presentation to us through our website so that we have a written copy as well. We find that incredibly helpful because it's quite hard to remember what we've heard everywhere, and sometimes it's hard to read our notes. When we've heard from the presenters, I'll close the formal portion of the meeting. But if you have questions or concerns that you want to share with us informally, we would welcome an opportunity to chat with you for a few minutes after the meeting. So our presenter this evening is Linda, I can't read it, is it Jay or Joy? If you wouldn't mind coming up, and the other thing is, if while you're presenting, please feel free to take off your mask if you're more comfortable with that.
Thanks. I guess I will do that. I've just gotten so used to wearing it. Thank you to the members of the commission. I'm honored to be here. And it's a privilege for me to live and work in the traditional territories of the Wai'wakay, Wai'wakum, and Lakwatek, and Kwakwaka'wakw peoples. My name is Linda Jay, and I have been residing just outside of Campbell River, south of the boundary, for about 22 years. And prior to that, I lived on the west coast of Vancouver Island, in the traditional territories of the Mo'okchepmashlit Band, and I was there for 10 years. So I've been this area of the world about 32 years of my life, most of my career. And I worked as a business instructor. I taught business studies at North Island College. And so I was asked to make this presentation. Friends of mine asked me to do this. I represent no particular group. I do have political leanings, but I represent nobody. I'm just retired. But I was asked to speak because I have a history in this area. I've taught for several years in the post-secondary system. I was also on the school district 72, which is the Campbell River District, 2011 to 2014, and I served as a municipal councillor in the village of Tassis. That would have been 95-97, and I did some work with the Nootka Resource Board years and years ago. It would be about 95 as well, when resource boards were operable from the province. So over that time, I can say I've seen an immense change in the area. And what I have noticed is this pressure on the real estate, the pressure on the housing. So where I live, I bought my little rancher 2 decades ago for a very modest price, and I've seen it 5 times its value at this point. And that astonishes me. You know, I haven't had to do anything, but this price just keeps going up and up and up. And the reason it goes up is because there's this huge influx of population to this side of the world, to Vancouver Island in particular. We know there are, it's a huge migration from Eastern Canada, from the prairies. Every time we turn around, there's another neighbor from Edmonton or from Ontario. And my guess is because Vancouver Island has great climate, people don't have to shovel the snow, and so it's a very comfortable life. Since the time that I've lived here, the city of Campbell River, the population stats show that it's gone from about 29,000 to 39,000. That's actually not as accurate. I think it's much higher than that, and the reason is because the boundary has Campbell River residents. But like I said when I began, I live south of the boundary, and so the area between our community, like Area D of Strathcona Regional District, all the way through all the rural areas that surround the Comox Regional District as well, those are burgeoning with new developments. Huge amounts of people are moving in. They're buying small parcels of land, little bits, small acreages if they can. And so I would imagine that the population of the Comox Valley Regional District, as well as the Strathcona Regional District, is probably like way more than 15%. I think that was the, st- the statistic that I was given, but I think it's more. The other thing that did happen, I think, would have been 2004, maybe 2000, that decade. The regional district used to be called the Comox-Strathcona Regional District, and it had to split in two. So if you check your provincial archives, you'll see that that's what happened. So then the areas, the sub-areas of each regional district, there tends to be greater interest, more population, and greater concerns for infrastructure. With an influx of population, we can't really stop development. Development is happening. My personal view on things is that we need to take a strong sense of stewardship, that we have a good notion of what we're doing as we see all of this population coming in. And so it makes sense that we have good transit. We've got good education facilities. We have proper health access. And just to give a little bit of history, when the two hospitals, we had to fight for two hospitals, one in Comox and one in Campbell River. That fight went on because the Island Health wanted to build one hospital, thinking that one hospital would facilitate the population. Already, nurses are telling me, there aren't enough beds in the two hospitals that have been built. So we have, more people than we even expected were going to be moving in. Another institution is BC Transit. For years, it took them a long, long time to just sort of see where the development in Campbell River was occurring, so that they could get the bus routes to go to the new neighborhoods. So for years, the new neighborhoods had no bus service because, BC Transit's in Vancouver. They need to have hearings, and they need to have people to help them adjust for those new bus routes. A third addition, the closest band, which is a band from First Nation from the coast, from the west coast of the mainland, has opened a new reserve just south of my neighborhood. So that is an additional 75 households that will be coming into our area in the next few years, a couple of years. So my guess is that the population is really, really pushing in the area. We're going to need better transit, better roads, better infrastructure, better water, all these kinds of things. And that's going to also require representation. So my guess is that because of the work that you're doing, you need to hear all those voices that are coming from this area. And I think that's pretty much all I have to say. The one note that I did put down here. We know that the Island Highway has, the Island Highway number 19 has made access in this area much easier. Like, it's 3 hours for me to drive to Victoria. It's very, very simple. The other thing that is critical is the high-speed internet. That also creates access. And so when I was working as an educator, I taught distance education. And so what I do know is everybody can work from home now. And a little note that I had found out is that the federal and provincial grants intend to have high-speed internet for most BC residents in the next 5 years. So I think it'll just make the area even more desirable. For people who want to live in our neighborhood, I just shake my head and I just say, I don't know whether you'll be able to afford to. The prices have just gone way up through the roof. So I guess that's pretty much all I have to say.
Well, thank you very much for your presentation. You're absolutely right that we want to hear from people who have strong ties to their communities and that personal experience which you've shared with us, that makes all the difference in the world. So what I would encourage everyone here to do is, if you know anybody who might be interested, who wasn't able to come or didn't feel like it, to participate by sending us a submission. Okay. On our website, we also have a survey with a bunch of questions to to try to elicit responses from people. We also are hoping in the next couple of weeks to have a mapping tool available, so it's interactive and you could play around with what changing a boundary does in terms of population and things like that. So that would be very, very helpful if you could spread that information to the people that you know. Once again, thank you so much for your presentation.
Thank you for the privilege.
And one other thing I should say to everyone is that we're holding a virtual public meeting for this region, for the Vancouver Island region, on Tuesday, March 29th at 5 p.m. And so that's also an opportunity to participate.
Okay, so we can just go in on a Zoom link.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. And I will try to remember everything I said and send it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Is there anybody else who would like to say something? Seeing no one, I'm going to close the formal part of this meeting. And thank you very much for coming. And have a good evening.